So, okay, so welcome to this deep soul healing session. And it's good to see you all showing up. And I hope it's going to be beneficial to you. I just want to backtrack onto how I, came to be here offering this guided session. And I found in my own personal development journey and with my own life challenges that have been going on for some time, I use, as we know, all of the techniques of modern energy. I mean, I use heart power, I use emo, I use tapping, I use super mind, and that those techniques have really kept me going in a very challenging journey that I've been on. However, in a kind of a journey where there's a continuous demand on us without kind of rest, the continuous demand emotionally or energetically, I found myself just like, even though I'm functioning, in a good capacity, still a feeling on a deep level of tiredness. And so it actually felt like my soul was tired, and those are the words that seemed like the right fit to describe my experience. And so I kind of took a hold of myself and said, okay, well, what if I actually direct my healing tools and energy to this place within myself? Because previously I'll be, softening and flowing the moment, or healing an aspect, or empowering the future aspect. And so never really connected to this, what we would call the soul within, that sort of deep place within myself. And it felt like a really good idea to do that. So in my, morning practice, I started to do that. The first thing that felt it was needed was like really, really, really deep rest. Deep rest was needed. And I tapped for that, used tapping for that. And then after that, a kind of a super mind kind of kicked in, and a representation of my soul kind of appeared. My mind gave me a representation of my soul entity, like a version of me, kind of in my mind's eye, which was a metaphor for what was going on inside me energetically at that level. And that allowed me then to focus on this representation, this metaphor, this entity of my soul, and direct the energy there. And so I then continued to do that and to send with my heart, with my hands in the heart position, all the things that it felt like was needed by my soul. And it needed a lot of energy. It's like, it hadn't got attention for a long time, or even ever really, to this place within myself specifically. And so it felt so deeply beneficial, so nurturing. And as I continued to energize and to direct love, compassion, mercy, and all the other fun things that was needed afterwards to my soul to make it happier entity, my heart energy expanded even wide outside of myself, and the representation of my soul just kind of ascended and soared, and I felt amazing and energized after this experience. And so it just felt like such a really good thing to do, to take time out to address this part of myself and direct the energy needs to this place. And so I've been doing this successfully and help, in a very helpful way for myself now, more often since then. And hence I wanted to offer it to others, as maybe with all the tools that we have, maybe we haven't quite, like me, addressed that deep place within ourselves directly. So thank you for showing up to book, you know, to join me for this session. And so I hope that you're all gonna find it beneficial. So before I begin, a kind of a guided process, if you like, for you, I just want to say something about love, compassion, and mercy, because this is the energy that I work with a lot, the three together, and it feels like a holy trinity, you know, for healing everything. And just to kind of have, if we can have an awareness of the dynamic, the energy movements of these energies for healing, when we evoke them later with that awareness, then maybe we can get the benefit of that in a better way for ourselves. Does that sound good? I mean, we all kind of know the words, and we know we've got some familiarity, but it's quite interesting to just understand the dynamics. So, you know, we all know love is our natural state that radiates out. But what is compassion when we feel compassion for something or someone or our aspect or a part of ourselves? It's more of a relationship movement. It's feeling the state of the other within us with love, with a desire to alleviate and lift and lighten the problem or the suffering or the energy of the other, whether that is our soul, our aspect, another person. And so there is this feeling. So it's like the energy movement of the other in to us, whereas like love is going out, but then there's this movement in to us, still being with love, with a desire to alleviate and lift and lighten the other in the relationship. So that's a different movement. And then mercy is, if you think about the energy of mercy, it's like forgiveness, but I don't know, there's a subtle difference, but it's like a complete allowing of everything, that everything just kind of unravels, untangles, and releases. So there's the radiating, you know, love. There's the taking in the energy and feeling love for the other with a desire to want to heal or alleviate the suffering of the other. And then the mercy is just the complete unraveling, untangling, and letting go of everything. So it's like that forgiveness, letting go movement. And so I wanted to just spend a moment to just like open those out a bit. So at appropriate time, should we kind of evoke those energies, then you can use them in your own personal sessions, process in a more effective way. So anyway, how's that sounding? Is that sort of sounding resonant with you, that that you've all chosen to be here, and so that's something that maybe I'm not alone in not looking after my soul until now and not knowing how to do it, you know, kind of discovering how to do that. anyone like to add? You know, is that something that you've not thought about, neglected, tried, addressed, aware of, not aware of? You know, where are you each at? Kath?
I'll just comment. I think it's very relevant amongst people that care. It's a move we seem to benefit from making to send, feed ourselves as well as the other things, people that we care about. So I think it's an amazing addition to the tools, you know, that are already available. I think it's really important, like the next step almost.
Yeah.
And I have to say, this is technical. I can't, you keep dropping in and out sometimes. I think it's my internet, but it might be relevant to say, just in case you wonder why I've got nothing to say at the end. The end. I'll pray on that.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Anybody else want to just, you know, respond or share anything before we begin?
Sorry, I put my light on.
Yes, please. Barbara.
I think you can wear yourself out looking after other people all the time, you know, and forget about yourself. And I was thinking it's ongoing. You get that momentum, but when it's all over, then you collapse in a heap, don't you? You know, so there is that to it as well, if you don't look after yourself.
Yeah.
Well, been a professional carer for quite a number of years, having worked in mental health psychiatric units with from serial killers to all sorts of manner of dangerous and undangerous people, you can get what I term as compassion fatigue. Yeah, compassion's wonderful, but there's no real buts to that. The thing is, in a role like that, you know, if you don't take care of yourself, and that's an overused expression that when you really dig deep enough, most people don't do it. And when I look back, I did the best that I could, but now in my life, it's more relevant than ever. You can do lots of work on lots of levels, but if you're not working on a soul level, you have to ask yourself, are you really progressing anyway? You might like to think you are, but in terms of spiritual development, are you really? So, you know, at the time with COVID, and it looks imminent that we're going to be under house arrest yet again on varying levels, then it's an opportunity for introspection, isn't it? And yeah. That can be pretty damn uncomfortable sometimes, because because it can be, because if it was that easy, we'd all be like flying around with angels and what's the big deal. So I know I've struggled, and where I am.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks.
Well, I'd like to say something as well, is that long before ever we came to the energy thing, I have, you know, pondered the question, I suppose, given my lifestyle, I suppose it's normal that I would have been thinking, like, why am I in the name of goodness? And because it has taken me a long, long time to get to know things of the soul. But I felt for a long time like my soul is the part of me that sits for me on the being of God. And it's from there that I draw the energy that I need. When I get weary, I think like meditation, and for me meditation is just something that sometimes I just say, it's like I'd be like a child sitting in their mother's arms. I sit in God like I'm a child sitting in my mother's arms, and I don't do anything. You know, a child doesn't do anything. They just know that their mother loves them, I suppose. Because, like, I have good memories of my own mother holding me as a child. And she had so many of us that she didn't often do things like that. But the times that she did, I loved it. And so for me, like the soul is the part of me that is hearing. It's hearing what's beyond, but it's also hearing what's around. And so that's why we get so weary. If we get too much into what's around and we don't sit on the mother's lap for a while.
That's a really good way of explaining. Yeah. 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 And it does feel like that deep place inside ourself that's connected to something else, as you say. Yeah. But yes, we imprint, life is imprinted on it as well. And that's what can get us tired, feeling sold. Okay, so let's begin. How about we start with the heart, as always? So just first to get connected to ourselves. So in the heart position, just close your eyes and bring your attention to your breathing and the connection to your heart. Paying attention to your breathing for a few moments. And the sensations behind your hands. And as you connect to yourself, to get a sense of connection to that deep place within yourself, the soul, your soul. And just sit for a moment in connection. With your soul. And get a sense of how your soul feels. At this point in your journey. And ask yourself, what's the first thing that your soul needs right now? And we're just going to do a slow, gentle round of tapping to send this energy to your soul. For me, I'll say, rest for my soul. You choose whatever is the first thing that you need. So with one hand on your heart and the other hand free, just starting to tap on the crown of your head. Soft, light, loving touch. Stay connected to that deep place in yourself. And send the energy that's needed. Rest for my soul. Take relaxed, deep breaths on each point. And let's go to the third eye. Rest for my soul. And to the end of the eyebrow where it meets the nose. Again, just light, tapping with love. Stay connected with your soul. Rest. For my soul. And then the edge corner of the eye. And slow your tapping down. Gently, light tapping. Rest for my soul. Under the eye. Close up on the socket bone. Nice deep breath. Rest for my soul. As we're sending these energies and using our intention to direct these energies to the place that we're connected to. Under the nose. Rest for my soul. Middle of the chin. Rest for my soul. Under the collarbone. Tapping with love, nice and slow. Staying connected to that deep place inside yourself. Rest for my soul. And then to the corner of the thumbnail. Deep rest for my soul. Index finger. Deep rest. For my soul. middle finger. Deep rest for my soul. Ring finger. Nice deep breath. Deep rest for my soul. Stay connected to your soul within. Little finger. Deep rest. Feel the meaning of the words for my soul. And karate chop side of the hand. Deep rest for my soul. Good. And come back to the heart when you finish. And just take a couple of relaxed breaths, staying connected to that place within. My soul. And allow your mind, if it hasn't already, allow your mind to give you a representation of your soul as it is today. Let that appear in your mind's eye. And now, keeping your attention directed here, notice what your soul needs next. I want to give you a few moments of silence to just direct your own energies of what's needed for your soul. It might be more rest, it might be love, whatever is needed. Stay connected and just have the intention of directing that energy to your soul. And see your soul entity receiving that energy in whichever form it comes. just asking yourself, what else does my soul need? And allow that energy to come to your soul and your soul to receive it. If you haven't already begun, send love to your soul entity. By simply connecting to and paying attention to the soul, representation of the soul, and feeling love and sending it to the soul, then we deliver that energy right there. And if you didn't already, add compassion for your soul. For its journey and all it's experienced, bringing it to be the way it is now. Compassion is feeling the feeling of the other with love and desiring healing. Hold your soul in that love and compassion. With mercy, the great allowing and releasing of everything. Let your soul rest in your love. Compassion and mercy.
And it may be that your soul needs a lot of this energy. So as you hold your soul in this energy of love, compassion, and mercy, let time start to move forwards. Speeding up a little. That your soul is receiving this love, compassion, and mercy as much as is needed. Time zoom forward till you feel that your soul has received what it needs. And notice how the representation of your soul is evolving. How your soul feels, how your soul looks, how your soul entity, what it's doing now. And even though your soul has already received so much, let's continue to send even more love, compassion, mercy, and any other gifts and energies to bring happiness to your soul. Continue to send even more gifts. What will make your soul happy? Let that appear and arrive to your soul entity now. And what else will make your soul even happier? Let that appear and arrive to your soul entity. Notice how the soul entity is evolving with all receiving all of these energies. What else can we send to it? What would be even better than this to send to bring real happiness to the soul? Notice how the soul entity evolves. And notice how you feel in your connection to the soul entity. How are you feeling now? Watching your soul receiving and experiencing all of this. Allow yourself to feel all the good feelings that you feel. Don't hold them. Allow them to flow in you and through you. And then come back to your soul entity and allow whatever reconnection and integration with yourself, whichever way that happens, allow that to happen. Noticing how you feel in your body. Allowing that to soften and to flow. All the way through and out. And spend a few more moments in oneness. In love. You and your soul as one. In love. Take a few more moments for yourself. And in your own time, make your way back to the here and now and the group. Ah. So, how are we doing?
It's quite amazing, really.
Well, we're all smiling, that's a good sign. Not easy to speak after those kind of journey sometimes. Yeah. Yeah, just feel where you're at. And yeah, if anybody does want to say or share anything, just let's just have a little bit of space if anybody does.
Well, I'll say something. It was very involved, very special, very magical, and you know, too big to really go into. Mm-hmm. Needs a lot of processing. But what interested me specifically was that I couldn't just do it for my soul. It had to be my heart, my soul, and they were together. And I actually ended up, it was like the Holy Trinity, heart, my heart, my soul, and God. And then there was visualizations coming to me connected with that, circles, the Holy Trinity. And I ended up having a lot of energy flowing through my right side. I could feel it, you know. So a lot happening in my body. A lot of yawning, and yeah, so thank you, Sandra. Thank you.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Well, I feel such lightness and expansion in my heart after that journey. And I just felt like it just felt so good to direct that energy to that place. It just feels so good to do that, and so deeply nourishing. And you know, to do that again from the heart position, I feel enlightened. Enlightened.
Yes.
I feel lightness in my soul, lightness and brightness. Yeah, happy. Even I can say some happiness in my soul. Yeah. And I've been doing this a few times, so each time my representation of my soul is different. You know, the first time I did it, it was, you know, lying in bed under the covers, not wanting to get out of bed, you know. And so as I've been journeying with this, that representation that the energy mind is giving me for where my soul's at is evolving. So, you know, different needs today than it was when I first started on that journey. Anybody else want to share anything?
For me, it was... you know, a bumblebee's body's got two halves.
Yeah.
Well, I felt as though my body was like that, and at the end it was joined together, so more solid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stronger, more, I feel more upright, feel stronger in the middle bit, as if the two bits have been joined together. That's the only way I can describe it. It's quite weird.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. And unmute. Do you want to unmute, actually? I had to mute you out.
Okay. Now you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, in the very beginning, I had trouble receiving that. Then I thought maybe I should empty what is not useful, that I'm carrying that is not useful to carry. So I had like an image of letting it down, emptying what is not useful. Then I was able to receive it, and then all the transformation, the evolving was going on. But it's like I had to give a little space first.
Yeah.
So I let it like it was something that had to, you know, to fall or to go into some kind of running water, and then I had space to receive all the compassion, especially that I was sending. That was very, very nice.
Yeah.
It's like I realize when I will do again this visualization, I will start by asking myself, what is in my soul that doesn't need to be there because it's not a problem that I have to carry with me? And then I will be sure to receive what I'm sending.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Anyone else? Unmuted, you're muted. Do you want to say?
Yeah, I was like today I was dealing with something very stressful, like money stuff, and felt very hardened and very tense. And doing this, I don't know whether I got really to like what I feel like at being a soul level, which I have some experiences of that. It's basically like something where I'm not concerned about stressful things. Mm-hmm. Like I'm kind of out of it. Like it's as if I have no interests, there was something between the two, but I felt like quite relaxing, mm-hmm. like just letting myself fall asleep and fill with sleep. And but I was still awake.
Yeah,
I was feeling soft and soothing, relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Something like fuzzy, but I was okay.
Yeah, good.
And I still felt like a bit of distress, but it was a bit away, more like.
Yeah.
Would have liked it, could have like could just evaporate, but it didn't. But I didn't care that much.
Thank you. Anybody else want to say anything? If you want to speak, you need to unmute yourself. Yeah.
And these days, because you're aware already, Sandra, I was feeling wonderful yesterday, and today I'm full of. My body is speaking so loudly that my soul is almost disempowered, sitting there.
Yeah.
And of course, I suppose the only way for me is I feel that my soul is like a space in the middle of me. And I have no, I can't get any image for it. I couldn't get an image for it, or just the space.
Mm.
But like a space with a personality, if you like. And so for me, I have to receive, there's no aspect of me that I feel can give me the energy that I need to heal my body. But I feel that my soul needs to rest in that energy and draw from it, because I love what you said in about allowing, you know, allowing all the different energies that is needed to come into the soul. And because I feel that maybe I don't allow, because of my belief that my soul receives from, it isn't that I'm separate from, because I feel that I'm in a circle.
Mm.
I'm in a circle, and just in that circle, everybody's in that circle, actually, that's my belief. And so it's a circle of love. And so that my soul needs to rest in that, to draw and to be more aware of drawing from that what I need. And, you know, maybe I've been doing the outer things too much in order to heal my body. And I haven't actually allowed my soul to receive the energy that I need to heal. But I'll be totally honest with you, I'm feeling a bit better now, because I allowed that during the meditation to come into my soul and to heal the strongest possible healing from my body. Because sometimes it feels like a mystery to me, you know, the body healing. Because you know, when you're in a lot of pain here and there, mm-hmm. and discomfort. In fact, I went out yesterday and my chest today was kind of so sore. I say, oh my God, I hope I haven't picked up the virus. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I have. I think it's just, but it's a whole, my body at the moment is just feeling very uncomfortable in many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Even sitting down, and that's why I stand up sometimes.
Yeah.
Even sitting down is uncomfortable. So what I'm trying to say is this, that I feel I haven't allowed my soul to receive powerful energies that I need to heal my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose that's what, that was my insight there. That as I said, you know, like I spoke, I need to rest in God's lap. But what I mean by that is getting my soul receive from my source deep inside of me the energy that I need in my situation.
Mm.
And I've been focusing too much and maybe looking at other sources as well, as if from outside of myself I was going to get, you know, and in spite of the fact that so often we talk about that and we say the answer is inside. Sometimes we think we are getting it from inside, but actually, for me anyway, I feel I'm going out instead of going in.
Mm.
And so for me, I think spending a lot of time receiving is what I just need at the moment, is to receive.
Mm.
Just that space, because that space is not an unhappy space, it's not there's fullness in that space, all right. But it's the receiving into that space more of what I need to feel my body.
Yeah.
And that's why weariness of the soul comes to me sometimes, because I have family issues and things like that. That kind of, I'm like a child running around panicking. Just a minute. I'm going to close it down.
Okay, so we'll come back to Margarita after. So anybody else before we kind of conclude would like, wants to share anything from their experience?
Yeah, I can really identify with what Marguerite has just said in a major way. And yeah, just listening to what she was saying is that for me, it's about allowing myself to receive and not necessarily doing this and doing that and sitting in the stillness of it all rather than it's about being rather than doing. And I'm just tired of doing stuff. And, I just want to rest and I don't really want to do a lot. And that's where I really am with it all. So, yeah, that's what I was.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. It's in the receiving, will come the energy and the awareness. So, really, there's nothing. I got caught up into this, doing this and doing that. When it's not about doing it, it's for me. What my awareness is now, it's about allowing myself to be and being open to receive, and the energy will work through me, rather than trying to create something that's already there. It sounds dumb, but kind of, it's almost like looking for something that's been staring me in the face for the last God knows how many years. And yeah, so it's a bit of a plank on head moment, but hey ho, there you go. So in doing less, there's actually a lot more. So we live in a world that's constantly promoting do this, do that, and all the rest of it, and in the end you can become almost like mesmerized by your own activity. And in the end, the only way you're going to get any rest and peace is to sit down or to slow your life down to a degree where you realize that a lot of the things you were doing never had any goddamn value anyway. And that's that's the way it goes for me. So with that, there was a sense of great awareness to be authentic. And it's like, I don't want to do a lot, and that's okay with me. Because if I keep doing what I've done, then I'm not going to get anywhere. So it's about rest, about true rest, and receiving the awareness and to listen. Because if I don't listen, I'm going to go nowhere. Yeah, so it's listening to what my soul needs and wants. So yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. You know, when I hear just what has been said, I like your idea of mercy. I'm thinking about it, starting with that, like, it's letting go. You are doing enough. Don't worry about all that. Just let it go, and then let yourself receive this love and this compassion. And that's another way to say what I just said through what you brought. I like this idea of mercy. It's a word we don't have in French, and I like it because it's not pity, it's not forgiveness, it's just like if somebody was telling you, okay, you have done enough now, forget about all that and just be on the receiving end. And I think it's beautiful.
Yeah,
we can all try too hard. Well, I'll own that one.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
It's no longer required. The awareness is, it's like, you don't need to do that.
Exactly.
I can only speak for myself and say, I can get in my own way like we all do, but it's easier said than done. Easier said than done.
Yeah.
No. So. Yes.
Let's bring back mercy into fashion.
Well, you know, in the Catholic Church, we had a year of mercy because Pope John Paul, Saint John Paul, there was a sister in, you know, that Faustina. Anyone that's Catholic might know her. She was a nun in Poland in the 1930s, and she died at 33. And she used to have these conversations. And you'll often see in churches. I'll just show you the picture. I'm not being proselytizing anybody now, but I just want to show you that picture. So she tried her best to give an image of mercy, because that's what she was being told. She was being told about that we needed mercy. And Pope John Paul, because he's Polish, he picked up on it. And that we had about two years ago, we had a year of mercy. And Pope Francis did the same thing, really helping us to understand that it's another form of love. The mercy is another form of love, but it has like a delicate kind of, a different kind of connotation. And it's an outpouring. And in fact, actually, there's a lot of talk about it because of COVID, that maybe it's what the world needs a great deal more of, and that COVID is calling on us, because like, I suppose we're all finding it where we work or wherever we live, people are open. Here in Ireland, I'm finding people say hello to each other on the street now and everything. And when I came back to Ireland 5 years ago, people pass by you on the street and look at you. And now people they're coming up to you and they look at you, they look sideways if you're looking, and if you smile, they smile. And like people are talking to each other. And as somebody said, and all of that is about the outpouring of mercy, because it's the mercy in our hearts. I think for myself anyway, it's the mercy in my heart that allows me to have compassion for myself. Because actually I get quite angry when I feel the pain in my body. I get quite angry with myself at times, you know, because it wears me down. And then I get angry. And of course, getting angry is not meant to be really going into that space. I feel that my soul is like a space, and I don't want to talk too long on it. It's like a space there, a peaceful space, if you like. And that by going into that peaceful space, like, and allowing things to flow through there and into the world of my body and the world outside of me or whatever it is, that maybe I got that inspiration since I was very young. But I it's very hard to be there all the time, you know. It's not easy to be there. And it's very easy to run away and be busy. And that's been my weakness.
I agree in my experience with what you're saying there, of like, you know, what I found is by directing this nourishment and energy to this place inside me, that is affecting all of me. So it's the rippling out, the spreading out, powering up of your energy, and rising it up, which I've found the more that I've done this focus of energizing this place inside myself, it has a strengthening and lightening.
I can say it is interesting. We refer to ourselves as human beings and not human doings. It's very relevant that COVID is help us become more human beings.
Interesting.
And of course, when we're being, we ultimately don't have the, we don't have to know everything. There's this constant need to know stuff, which is driving people nuts. And when you're being, you don't need to know it all, because you don't. Because you're trusting that you're connected to the all that is, and that everything you need to know comes to you, because it does, because you're being, you're not in a state of resistance. So it's just this big spiritual challenge for a lot of people. So they can go one or two ways and go more into their ego, or they can go more into their soul. So it's fun times, as we say at work. Hey ho diddly do.
Well, I might have an interruption in a minute. The cat's just come in, verbalizing his presence. So I've said as much as I think I can share, and I've really enjoyed listening to everybody, and it was an absolutely marvelous process. But I don't want to deafen you with the cat. So can I say goodbye? Have we finished?
Yeah, I'm just going to wrap up. Actually, to say thank you to everybody for joining and participating. I'll make the recording available afterwards, and I hope that it's given you a process of an experience that you can repeat in your own way, your own needs afterwards, and let the recording help you if you need that. And, so thanks for being
here. You're welcome. And lots of courage to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Take
care. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Thanks everybody. A lot.
Good night. Bye-bye, everyone. Nice to see you all.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.